Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Thursday, April 16th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I hope you had a good day.
I did. It's been a very pleasant week.
That's probably because you didn't talk to me too much, right?
Well, maybe. Maybe. No. No, I've just been pleased. I've had an unusual number of listeners call, and it was very nice to talk to each and every one of them. I do appreciate that. So it is very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. And so it was
especially with the new callers. Especially with the new callers, new listeners, new callers. That's always exciting. Kind of like adding to the family.
Yes, yes. Well, I love it when they tell me that they've been listening for 20, 30, 20 years. You know, that tickles me. I mean, I like the new ones too, the new listeners, but it's, you know, because there's just so many days you just kind of think to yourself, what am I doing?
Does anybody care?
Does anybody care? Anyway, we got gold today. I care about gold. It's up $260 today at $1,719. The high, though, was $1,739. It started off with a bang and kind of ended with a whisper, but we'll take $260. And, of course, the stock market had a lot to do with that. Silver was up 4 pennies today at $1,557. Platinum was up $7 at $786. You have the dollar, the USDX is back at 100.04, up 0.46. Crude oil was down 0.20 at 19.67. Boy, I'm sure glad they made that big deal at the beginning of the week. Can't imagine where it'd be if they didn't make that deal. You know, now they're just going to, I don't think anybody knows what they're doing in that business, or maybe they do, and we just haven't figured it out yet. I'm sure they have a plan. But anyway,
Trump said he's going to pay him to stay home. I'm serious. Trump said he's going to pay the drillers to stay home. I mean, I don't know where. I wish I could figure out where all this money's coming from and how they make all this magical money appear. And, I mean, I don't know, man. They're promising everybody money and just dump it in your lap and it's going to be okay. I don't get it. I thought they were in debt already. It's amazing.
I know. The stock market was up 33 points today at 23,537. The NASDAQ up 139. 8,532. The S&P was up 16 at 2,799. 10-year yield, 60.61%. You know, it's the same old in the rest of the markets. But, you know, we often talk about people and their short memories, right? People have short memories, you know. That's how that's how the elite get away with everything, because nobody remembers, you know, what they did the day before. Well, I think the memories are getting even a little shorter, because this morning the Labor Department said 5.245 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits in the week of April 11th. Last week's claims total brought the number of job losses to 22 million people are now unemployed. And the big question is, how much higher can it go? And
well, let me ask you a question, Billy.
Let me just say this one thought about memories. It affected the markets. Gold went up, and here we are at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and they've already forgotten that number and the impact. No one's even talking about it. No one's even reflecting, other than the report maybe, and what it actually means. And you have the NASDAQ up over 100 points. They all reversed. They were all in negative territories when the number came out. And they all reversed themselves. And that's what they do. Short memories. And it's back to his business as usual. And it's just like, it really is amazing, but that doesn't take away from the big picture and where all this stands. I mean, New York came out, and I think you wanted to talk about this a little bit, how, and we'll touch more on it later if you want, Butch, but hey, New York shut down till May 15th.
Yep.
May, this is another month. I mean, it really is truly amazing. All the numbers that came out yesterday on the retail sales and the industrial manufacturing output. We always talk about when the market is going higher, oh, it's a record historic high. We haven't seen these numbers since 1944 or whatever it might be. But when they're going down, don't talk about it. It's a whisper. We don't want anybody to think about it. Think about what it really means when you have the world economies shut down. The world's biggest economy, the United States of America, is basically shut down, except for your grocery stores. They're throwing money at it. Yeah, they're throwing money at it like I've never seen before. The Mark Cuban, the guy who owns the basketball team down in Texas, I think he's from. A couple weeks ago, he made a statement that he thought that everybody should have unlimited check writing powers with their accounts, that nothing would bounce. They can write whatever they needed in order to continue, and then, you know, I guess the banks would tally up with the government, and the government would pay. He's now on President Trump's, economic group, whatever you want to call it, where they all get. So, I mean, they're going to be throwing more and more and more money at it. It's staggering.
It is staggering. It is.
It's
and what are the working numbers in America? How many people are usually working in America? You know, minus children and all that. What would it be the average, you think, working numbers?
Well,
give me an idea.
I should know that, but
I'm just curious. What would it be? It wouldn't be a half, obviously. So it might be a third. Would that be fair? I mean, half the people are children. We know that. So let's say it's 100 million. I doubt it's that many, but let's just say it is. And 22 million are out of work now applying for unemployment. That's huge. That's huge. And we're talking about money, and all of a sudden everybody wants to just start spending money.
Actually, it's 60%. Actually, it's 60%.
Really? Okay, so I wasn't too far off then.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And this article here, I just want to share this because I think it ties into what you're saying very well. Money is losing its meaning. Doing whatever it takes to save global economy from the coronavirus pandemic is going to cost a lot of money. The U.S. government alone is spending a few trillion dollars, and the Federal Reserve is creating another few trillion dollars to keep the financial system from collapsing. A custom Bloomberg index measuring M2 figures for the 12 major economies, including U.S., China, and Eurozone, and Japan, shows their aggregate money supply has already more than doubled to $80 trillion from before 2008-2009 financial crisis. These numbers are so large that they no longer have any meaning, and that's the truth. No one can comprehend them. They are simply abstractions. It's been some time since people thought about the concept of money and its purpose. The broad idea is that money has value. That value is not arbitrary. Former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker once said in an interview that it is a governmental responsibility to maintain the value of the currency they issue. And when they fail to do that, it's something that undermines an essential trust in government. No duh. The government has no real intrinsic value. The dollar has no real intrinsic value, backed only by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. My gosh, it's gone. The credit's over. Under a fiat currency system, the government says that the dollar is a dollar. Its value relative to things such as other currencies and gold is determined on global markets. Gold is considered to be an objective store of value, and the metals rise in dollar terms can be expressed another way, which is that the dollar fell in gold terms. That implies the market has rendered a decision on the value, or rather the purchasing power of the dollar. So it's right on the money. The numbers are so big, Melody. Who cares? I can't understand $1 trillion. My mind has a hard time grasping $1 million all at one time. We're talking about $80 trillion more since 2009. How do you comprehend that? How do you get your mind wrapped around these figures? That's what nobody talks about, balance and budget. They can't balance it. They know that. So they keep on putting more out. And it's backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. Question. How many of you listening to our voice today trust the U.S. government? If you do, I want to sell your bridge up Manhattan. This is so unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, you go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had to say
it. And you know what's amazing, though, Butch? You're right. No one understands these numbers anymore. But they just think that the government can print it forever and that there's not a day of reckoning because of it. I mean, people who have... I know people that are going into the stock market. And it's like, how can you reasonably defend your decision, rationalize your decision, when you have all of this going, well, it's going to come back. It did in 2008. This isn't even close to 2008. Not even close. This so far exceeds. And you know what? We're going to start seeing it today. Neiman Marcus. Everybody knows we used to call it needless markup, but Neiman Marcus. They missed the bond payments to a hedge fund. It's a luxury chain. It's the second U.S. retailer in 2 days to do so. Heavily indebted. Missed bond payments this week. So it puts the company on track for debt restructuring or bankruptcy. And debt restructuring is just another name for bankruptcy. I mean, this is what is going to be happening. Well, J.C. Penney warned it would miss a $12 million interest payment and would evaluate certain strategic alternatives.
Well, yesterday here in West Virginia and around the other states too, Frontier Communications filed bankruptcy. And that's our
phone
service.
But these are
here.
Bond payments. This is debt people bought, and they're reneging on it.
Well, you buy bonds.
I mean,
that's what
it's
you're
one
doing.
Thing
you're
to go out, you know, but this is a sign of these big. I mean, Neiman Marcus. I mean, they were financially, well, they were heavily in debt. But they weren't in distress in any ways, like what we've been talking about for years with J.C. Penney. Then you have Macy's. Their balance sheet has also said it was exploring options to strengthen its capital structure. They're all of these department stores.
Well, the brick and mortar stores.
So you tell me how.
Huh? The brick and mortar stores are going to be going. The brick and mortar stores are going to be going. It's going to be done online in other ways because brick and mortar stores are no longer sustainable with the expense it takes to run them. Especially when they got them closed down.
But I mean, so, Neiman Marcus, I mean, these are big names. And
yes,
failing to pay your debt, your bonds. And so, I mean, and this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And this will have a true trickle-down effect. The only thing that ever trickles down to you and me is their debt.
Debt, exactly.
None of the good stuff ever trickles down. We're happy if we just have jobs and you can go to work and you pay the rent and maybe go on a vacation. We're easily satisfied. We get to buy the cheap trinkets from China, the cheap TVs from South Korea or wherever they're made, the cheap clothes from Vietnam. You wear once, and then I call them disposable clothes. You wear them once, and you have to throw them away. You wash them, and they disintegrate. Or the material is so thin you can see right through them. I mean, it's just like, and yet, if we brought textile manufacturing back into this country, you wouldn't be able to afford a sweater, a new sweater. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe we would save a little bit more.
Wouldn't be so wasteful.
Maybe we wouldn't be so disposable and wasteful. But everybody would cry. The inflation rate wouldn't be 0.87% or below 2% like they say. Our inflation rate would be 15, 20. So, Butch, I mean, it just, it boggles the mind.
And we're looking at so many things happening, Melody. I mean, just a quick comment on two things on COVID here. My young son runs all the billing and paperwork for, I think, 6-7 clinics a day in the state of West Virginia. He runs all that for him. He was laid off Tuesday, along with some nurses. Then doctors, there's 2 or 3 doctors every clinic. They're seeing about 1 patient per doctor, I mean, a day. So that's how it is. And nobody's going to doctors. Obviously, nobody's got COVID around here. Elkins Hospital in Elkins, West Virginia, 2 hours north of me, just told all their employees you're going to have to take a 10% pay cut because they only had 4 patients come into the hospital yesterday. Only 4. It's a farce. It's a farce. It's a hype. I'm not saying the coronavirus is a farce, but the hyped up scenarios are all farces. That's been proven now beyond a shadow of a doubt. But we're seeing this come to fruition here. And COVID, because of this shutdown, they're saying now that Social Security is going to fall a lot quicker than they thought because there's no money going into it. Nobody's paying into it. So and it's already the biggest hole the government has as far as to pay out. That's a lot, those biggest expense it has. So there's no way that anybody's paying in for it. That's going to come. If they don't stop it, it's going to come to an end. Now this, people, is for real stuff. We don't see these things that far ahead. We're watching locally, but this is affecting every chain in this country. I mean, packing plants are closing down their meat processing. Meat's going to become scarce. Used car dealerships where they auction off the cars to dealers. They're not selling cars. They're not open. Used cars are going to become scarce. All these things are happening. A plant that I've sold to now for 20 years, I still do part-time on my job, are taking turns on furlough. Office staff and plant workers are taking turns being a week or 2 off at a time. And they do woodwork, building supplies.
Well, Butch, I'm going to take off here for about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Because we're heading into a break. Is that okay?
That's by me.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on shortwave radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And let's see.
Call number is 844-769-2944. Before we get back to anything real heavy, I got to share these two quotes. You remember an actress named Betty Davis? Remember her?
Of course.
Well, her and Joan Crawford didn't get along.
Right.
I didn't know that until I was reading the article here. But she said this. This is Betty Davis speaking. You should never say bad things about the dead. Only good. Joan Crawford is dead. Good. Anyway. And this is really good.
That's nasty.
I didn't do it. I just a ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are for. Isn't that good? If a ship's in the harbor, it's not fulfilling its job, is it?
That's true.
Very good.
I'm glad you did.
Well, I thought it was very good. And believe it or not, California. Of course, they're wealthy, and they're not in debt. They're going to pay illegal immigrants $500 because of this virus. Illegals! Haven't paid a penny in taxes, and they're going to get a $500 check from the state of California to 150,000 adults. $500 apiece. This is America today, folks. I mean, it really is. And
hey,
professional,
I don't know, which is better, Butch? Checks that go to the dead?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yes, yes. And professional gamblers in Nevada may now be collecting unemployment. I mean, this is unbelievable. People gamble for a living would not normally collect unemployment, but the statewide shutdown of casinos due to the coronavirus could change that. The coronavirus pandemic, my goodness, we got all kinds of money. I like Cuban's idea. I'll just write checks. You cover them. That's fair enough.
You cover them. Yep.
The coronavirus pandemic has caused unprecedented layoffs in the U.S., leading to a record number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits. In the state of Nevada, one unlikely group that has also may be able to collect unemployment, professional gamblers. Like, we're all gamblers, folks. If you're in the stock market, you're a professional gambler. Like many states, Nevada closed non-essential businesses statewide to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. People who gamble for a living normally will not be able to collect unemployment, but the statewide shutdown of casinos due to the coronavirus may change that. I mean, I'm reading all this, and I don't know what to think. I mean, I don't know what to say. It just keeps getting worse and worse. Just when you think it can't get any crazier, Melody, it does. It does. But one good thing about this is one good thing. Alcohol and cannabis sales are soaring amid the pandemic. Alcohol sales were up 55% during the week ending March 21st, with one online sales up 243%. Cannabis e-commerce platform Jane Technologies reported that average revenue at its 1,300 stores is up 52%, 130% since January. So, hey, if you sold drugs or dope, I mean, you're all right, you got it. Or cannabis, I guess cannabis really isn't marijuana, but there it is, and so some businesses are prospering through this, Isn't that amazing?
You know, 43,000 U.S. millionaires will get a stimulus, average $1.6 million each. And you have, I mean, these are just some of the, I mean, you have Bezos from Amazon. He's going to test all employees. No, I mean, we're just losing so much through this.
We are.
I saw a headline. I didn't get a chance to read the story. But airlines are going to test blood before flying.
I got it right in front of me.
Immunity. I think that was, what, a Saudi? Airlines?
The United Emirates. This week that on a Wednesday flight to Tunisia and to Dubai, passengers were all tested for COVID-19 before departing by way of blood test conducted by Dubai Health Authority, the airport's check-in area, and results were available within 10 minutes. So this is okay. You say, well, this is in the Emirates. Okay. It's coming to America, too.
It is.
Get on the plane, you got to have your blood checked. Who knows? To get on a train, cross state borders. What's stopping from doing it? They're already basically doing it. What's another step in that direction? People scared to death. Well, if it's keeping me safe, you take all the blood you want.
Yep.
People are ignorant.
Butch, it's just like after 9/11 when the TSA was created for the airports, and, you know, people, well, you know, I don't care going through. They can pat me down. I says, but what happens when they pat down your children? How are you going to like that? Well, yeah, you know what? Think a little bit further than your nose.
They don't think that far ahead, Melody. They won't feel safe for the day. They just don't think that far ahead. And folks, you don't call in 844-769-2944. But America's food banks are seeing overwhelming demand, with lines up of a mile or more as unemployed Americans scramble for something to eat. Now, this is sad, and it's going to get worse. Meanwhile, two-thirds of food banks are seeing diminished donations as supermarkets have little to no surplus inventory to contribute. Folks, this is America. This happened back in the 30s, of course, with food lines and soup lines. We know that. But this is going to dwarf that. They didn't shut down the world back then. They didn't have unemployment at 50% or 33% right now. They didn't have that much then. Please believe me, this is worse. And people didn't depend on the government back then. There were no food stamps and Medicaid and Medicare and HUD. All that wasn't here. It's going to get worse. People were still independent back then to go out and plant a garden, or at least go out and look for work. Today, they go up to with their hand out to a counter somewhere on the phone, call in, and guess what? They get a check. Oh, it's a magical situation, magical world, Melody. We can't go broke. We'll just keep on spending calls. We can't go broke. Mark Cuban said it. I'll write checks, you cover them, and I'll be happy all day long. I mean, we can't go broke. Isn't that the way we feel today? It can't happen here.
I know. But you know what's interesting of all of this, and I'm kind of anxious to hear what in the briefing, if I can handle it to watch it, the briefing, because they're supposed to release the how they're going to reopen this country. And we've already seen New York, Pennsylvania, and six or seven states come together. And there was a paper that was written back in the 90s, and it was, I'm going to have to see if I can't pull it up, and maybe I'll report on it tomorrow. It was released in 1998. It was from a Russian professor, and he predicted the breakup of the United States into six pieces by 2010. Now, he was off, but you move that to 2020, where you see states coming together, and I've already saw a brief, you know, if they're beginning to focus on various counties and so forth that can be opened up, that's kind of where it's headed too. We've seen what California has been doing, so you can almost see this division of how the United States would be broken up into various territories and so forth.
Well, you know, it had been
it's
divided.
It's just interesting.
It is interesting. Mm-hmm. It's been divided into 10 regions since the 70s. You know that, right?
Right. This is would be divided into 4 regions.
Okay, it's been divided in 3. I'm in region 3. And matter of fact, that showed up on one of my son's applications years ago. It had on his application, region 3. So, yeah, this is happening. It's happening. Yeah. It surely is happening.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how that's going to be done, opening up this country again in the time frame. But opening up this country is not going to change what's already happened.
They'll never regain what they've lost already. I don't care. I mean, they may go back on their footing when maybe some business will go back on their footing, but they'll never get back what they lost, Melody. They can't. It's impossible.
Do it
unless you raise prices through the roof to do it.
And that's what's going to happen anyway.
Oh, it is. With inflation going on, but I still can't believe people are so thrilled to get their checks. And I'm not saying they shouldn't use them. That's not the point. No. People need the money. They need the checks. I understand why they got them. I do. But they actually believe this is going to help them get through this and everything going back to normal within a month or two. They really believe that. And I don't like to burst the bubble and make them feel bad or angry or anything else, but it's never going to be the same again. If this isn't the big run, if this isn't the final one, it's certainly a practice run to see what people will put up with. And overall, the people obeyed everything they were told because they're afraid. I'll give this analogy. The other night I had G. Edward Griffin on the program. You remember Mr. Griffin wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island? You remember him, right?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful book. I had him on the program the other night. Excuse me. And I'll give this analogy. You think about this. Now, folks, this is fear is a factor that you lose your mind when you panic. You remember the old Western melody where the cows are all down and the cowboys are around the chuck wagon and somebody comes out of the hills, two or three guys or four or five guys, start shooting guns in the air to stampede the cattle, and the cattle get up and take off running. They don't care where they're running to. They run over a cliff. They just run because they're scared. They're panicked. They don't think. They just run. The only way they can stop them is for the good guys to get in front of them, shoot their guns in the air and yell, and scare them back the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they herd the people. They scare you for this. They scare you in that. They scare you for the other thing. I mean, it's now it's COVID-19. A couple of years ago was 9/11. I mean, they herd us around the chute like a herd of cattle, scaring us back and forth, and we never seem to get the idea that we're being taken right in down into the cattle chute and back the truck to be slaughtered. We never seem to catch that. But that's what they've done to this nation. They've herded us down another road. And the masses went along with it, and they're still scared enough to keep on running right into whatever the future holds until something worse comes along and scares them back the other direction. That's the American people today in a nutshell. And I hate to say that, but it's true. And I know I know other countries are the same way. I realize that. But I don't live in Italy. I don't live in France. I live in America. I lived in a nation that one time had a somewhat open society, a free enterprise society, a capitalist society that was run basically on the right ideas. And we were given individual liberties no other people ever had in the world. And we had it and threw it in the trash can. And people read Jeremiah 42, you'll find out that when Israel wanted to go back into Egypt, that means back into bondage, they wanted somebody to take care of them, feed them, and clothe them, and house them. They were cursed by God because they wouldn't go back into Egypt. They didn't want to take care of themselves. Our founding fathers did somewhat of a decent job and made some free people. They said, listen, there are no safety nets. You work, you earn, you share. Whatever you want to do, you barter, it's yours. We're not going to tax your earnings because that's unconstitutional. We're not going to take your money from you. You whatever you earn, you get a key. Do what you want to with it. But if you don't work, you just don't eat. What a novel idea. And it worked very well. The people worked hard, they're industrious, they gained from it, and the nation prospered and grew and blossomed and spread across the whole continent. And then somebody come along, Melody, and said, hey, I tell you, you vote for me, and I'll give you food stamps. I'll send you a check. I'll take care of you if you're out of work. I'll give you a Medicaid, Medicare, HUD. I'll take care of you from the womb to the tomb. You just trust me. So the people lost their independence. They when they were independent, they didn't fear government because they were independent. They didn't need government. Government needed them. And now we're independent on government. We need the government. So we're enslaved by that because of fear. That's just the way it is. An independent individual is a hard person to control if he don't want to be controlled. Someone who's fed by a group that wants to control them, and they want to keep on eating, they're going to say, yes, I'll follow your orders because I want to eat. That's America today, people. That's America today. I see it. Mel, do you see it? I didn't mean to take up so much time. This just galls me that we become so ignorant of the truth of the Word of God and of our founders' ideas. We become so ignorant that we think that we have better ideas than what the Word of God teaches us. Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is.
So, see, you got me started. You said hello. But anyway, go ahead.
I know. You took the words right out of my mouth there, Butch.
But, Melody, this isn't rocket science. It's not rocket science.
It really isn't. And, you know, the thing of it is, when we talk about preparing, when we talk about things, that takes away fear. I mean, you know, if you're prepared, it eliminates a lot of that fear.
It
eliminates a lot of the unknown. And so, and we know that. They use fear and greed. They use both those emotions to manipulate and to move us whatever direction they want us to be moved in. So,
it's human nature to want something for
it's
nothing,
human
right?
Nature.
I mean, who doesn't want to get a paid vacation? And
absolutely.
They decide they want to pay for the next 6 months, stay home, and everything still works, TV still works, the ball game coming on, I can at least watch on TV. Why not? That's our human nature. We want to do that. Not knowing that we're cursing ourselves. Jeremiah 17:5 said, cursed be the man put his trust in man, that makes flesh his arm or his strength, whose heart depart from the Lord. We cursed ourselves because we all like the idea of being taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is.
Just the way it is. And, you know, it's part two. We were a young nation. I mean, we're not that old. We don't have the history of, you know, the people. We don't have the history like even Europe. I mean, they can go back and they can see what their, you know, what their history has been. That's always been a fight. You know, they've always had... the booms and the busts, not financially, but fighting for, you know, their rights and their freedoms. Americans, we haven't had a bad day.
They never had what we had. They never had the founders we had. They never had these things given. They didn't understand
still,
the scriptures.
No, they didn't, but they still fought and
they understood. They did.
They understood the politicians. They understood what was being done to them, and they would rise up. I remember when they first went into the Eurozone, and when we visited Italy, I can't remember what year it was, you know, talking to the guy, you know, well, you know, what'd you, you know, trying to get, you know, see what their thoughts were. He says, none of these countries wanted to go into the Eurozone. They didn't like it because they knew the prices would rise. They knew what was going to happen, but it didn't matter. They did it anyway, but they were able to prepare for these days. You know, when they knew what was coming, because they've seen it happen time and time again in their own countries. America isn't like that. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. One good thing about the $1,200 checks that are going out to everyone, we're getting a lot of calls to spend that $1,200. So I congratulate all of you who do that. And I had a fun conversation with one of the gentlemen that called yesterday. His name is Willie, up there in Utah. And Utah is a beautiful state. It was one of my marketing states when I was marketing insurance. And very beautiful Utah. So $1,200, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call at 1-800-375-4188 for your retirement accounts, pension plans. What are you going to do with those dollars when inflation hits? And it's coming. You just can't be putting the same trillions into these trillions of dollars are going to come down through into the economy. That's where they want it to go. And that is just going to make prices scream. And so you might get a couple of up days in the stock market, but don't be fooled by it. Don't be fooled by it. And again, I'm going to give the example of Venezuela. You know, they were eating their animals in the street and their stock market was making record highs. So that stock market is not an indication of the health of the nation. And what's more important to you? Just to have a piece of paper that shows you that you have high numbers and it does you absolutely no good whatsoever? So, you know, everything is all relative. And you buy gold as your savings account and silver as your checking account. Is your checking account and an investment that you speculate on for higher gains. And we will have the higher gains. And it isn't that the price of gold is rising, it's that the dollar is losing value.
That's right. Exactly right.
So
what's a silver dime worth now?
About $1.50.
Okay. A gallon gas is about $1.60, $1.70.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
So you can buy
gas
for a dime if you had money.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Folks, this is for real stuff. Silver and gold do not change value. The dollar does.
Yep.
It's just that easy. I mean, if I can figure it out, my gosh, anybody can figure it out.
And you know, it's true. You go to some of these you know, where people get their news and so forth. Everything is all about the virus and so forth. You know, they're just using all of that also to cover up anybody from asking real questions. You know, and that's the sad thing. In these briefings, why don't they ask difficult questions? Why don't they ask real questions?
I agree.
And so, again, it's just theatrics. No one is any different than anybody else. It's all the same. And I have a feeling, though, too, with this next election, I have a feeling that Republicans will lose the Senate. Republicans, the Democrats will keep the House. And I don't know what's going to happen in the White House. So, I mean, that's what's going to happen. So, write that one down, Butch, so after the elections we'll see if I was right. Would you please?
I got it.
And if I'm wrong, then just throw that away and don't say anything to anybody.
I got it.
Yeah.
You know, as you well watch these things, and some people are starting to get upset. It's about time. It's way past time. I know in Kentucky, you know, Governor Beshear was making a speech, and people outside were shouting him down, and they were head up saying, "We want to work, backs over fear," and they were yelling at nonstop. He was trying to do a press briefing, and he was interrupted a few times because of noise. Good for them. God bless them. And in Michigan, of course, they clogged the streets. That's bad. They stopped the traffic. They did.
And yeah, but you know the sad thing, Butch? And God bless these people for doing what they're doing. Once they start working again, where are they going to go?
I agree. I totally agree.
What's going to happen?
I don't know. It's at least they're doing something. But I don't know what the next step is going to be. But in Michigan, with the governor there, I think his name is Whitmer, they stopped the traffic, like I said. And a guy made a statement I thought was really good. He said, "Quarantine is when you restrict movement of sick people. Tyranny is when you restrict the movement of a healthy people." Very well put. But now they're suing the governor. Maybe people are starting to realize this has been played up to take down our economy, and it's taking down. Melody, I don't care if you get a $1,200 check or not. How long is $12? How much? How long can you live on $1,200 with a family of four?
Not very long.
How long? I mean, you got to pay rent or a house payment, car payment, maybe. Even if you're debt free, let's just say everything's paid off. You got to pay the phone bill, the power bill, the heating bill. How long will that last? Buy groceries? How long will $1,200 go? I'll tell you right now, if you have four children in their teens, they can eat that up in 2 weeks.
Yep.
I know, I raised three boys. I thought about getting shovel and just shoveled in their mouth. But anyway, that's a fact. I mean, how long is it going to last? So I'm good. Maybe get you through a month or maybe a month, maybe 2 weeks, whatever. But how long is it going to last? What comes next? What comes next? Who's going to take up the slack next time?
Well,
and these are fair questions. Fair
checks
questions.
Checks $2,000 a month for everyone. Just write those checks and we'll cover them. Don't worry about it.
And people that
and
are
then
used
you
to
have
making...
Australia came out and they said they're going to close for another month.
Yep, they did.
Yeah.
They did. But when you're making, let's say the average person makes $50,000 a year. I just say that you use $50,000. You're getting a check for $2,000 a month. That don't go very far compared to what you're making at $50,000 a year. If you're having a tough time paying your bills at $35,000 a year and you're going to start getting $15,000 a year or even $24,000 a year, how are you going to pay your bills? And when inflation starts going up because of the free money coming in, it's going to be harder. And folks, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm really not. I'm trying to be honest with you as a friend and a pastor, and I'm concerned. I'm concerned for me too, Melody. I'm concerned for my children. I'm concerned. I'm not worried because it's in my Father's hands, but I am concerned. How are they going to react whenever they can't buy food? I believe that's a fair question. I do.
You know, I was talking to someone, this goes back many, many years ago, and we were talking about, I think it was talking about chipping, you know, because that was, you know, the key thing going around at the end of, you know, heading into the Y2K. And it always does come down to hunger. Oh, well, I'll just say no. But when you're looking at your babies that are hungry,
yep,
It's going to be a tough decision.
And it's going to happen.
And you know, to prepare your mind.
You do. You really do. And your spirit and faith. Well, you know, Y2K, we know now, was hyped up also.
Said that they day one.
Yep. And but they got the world connected, didn't they?
Absolutely.
They got it. It worked real well. Got the world interconnected, folks. The world, the world, the nations were not connected so much electronically yet, and with computers. But Y2K, but the final weekend, it was yes to bring this world together as one. Now listen, I'm making a point here, folks. Right now, we're seeing the world's economies go down. Y2K about fearing people, but it worked to bring forth the world connection. Now people are seeing the world economies flatten out and go to nothing. It could very well bring in a world currency. Maybe digital. I don't know. It could bring in a world currency very well because we have to do something to even things out here. I mean, too many countries are unequal. Even it's been talked about in the White House to make all denominations, all currencies equal. They can't do that with the dollar versus the yuan or anything. They have to do it on a world currency basis. Maybe back up a little bit of gold. But it's going to connect the world financially. Melody, we're seeing Scripture being fulfilled very quickly here. We know that the New World Order under the beast will have one world economic system, spiritual system. All that's going to be one world and the way it's going to be done. And it's one, going to be one system altogether worldwide. We're being maneuvered right into this with our eyes wide open.
You know, yesterday, the IMF... Not to change subjects or anything,
but
the financial officials from the group of 20 major economies agreed on Wednesday to suspend debt service payments for the world's poorest countries from May 1st until the end of the year.
There you go.
So,
already in.
Yeah, the moves to freeze both principal repayments and interest payments will free up more than $20 billion for the countries to spend on their health systems and to help tackle the pandemic. Saudi Arabia is hosting the G20 meeting this year. I mean, all of these things are happening. I mean, you're talking about, this is the beginning of having debt suspended, debt service payments suspended. I don't care if it's just from the world's poorest countries. There's a trickle effect, a domino effect. And then they might even extend it later on in the year. So
Mother, we know we can't pay our debt. It's a joke to even think so.
So you know,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say the United States can't pay its debt. China can't pay its debt.
No.
We know the world can't pay its debt. They got to come up with another solution.
Yep. So everybody's just going to... It's the Jubilee.
Amen. Yep.
It's the Jubilee.
If it would work the way the Bible says, that'd be great. But folks, it doesn't go that way more. It doesn't go way more. Not even close.
I know. So don't get too excited about it, ladies. Listeners, don't get too excited about it.
I mean, in Israel, when the Jubilee come, people got in debt unintentionally, or maybe made mistakes. But the whole nation wasn't broke. Everybody wasn't broke. The ones who did get in trouble unintentionally or not were allowed after 50 years to be debt free. But they got their property back. But they were slaves for a period of time to get the property back. They worked for other people, folks. That's a fact. Their property was lost. They were slaves on their own land. But the nation itself wasn't broke. The world wasn't broke. Well, now it is. It's a whole different scenario.
Yeah.
A whole different scenario. You probably saw this, too, that Ford's going to reopen some plants. When they do, they're going to test wristbands on their workers. Ooh. Yeah, they'll buzz if you get too close to each other. I'm sick about that. I'm just out of Bloomberg.
Have we become so dumb? I mean, we can't.
Oh, we have. Said workers are experimenting with wearable social they're called social distancing devices that can be deployed more widely once a car maker reopens idle manufacturing plants. A company spokesman said the aim is to keep workers from breaching the distance that health experts recommend to avoid spreading the coronavirus. This is where we are. I don't know. Hooray, hooray. We're going to take a type of mark so we don't get too close to each other. And we brand it like cattle.
But, you know, the scary part is they have these smartphones and they're going to have apps. For these apps, we'll be able to read your temperature. They'll be able to read. And
oh, yes.
I mean, it's just... It's... And we just have a nation that's willing to embrace that with no questions asked.
It's been brought into us a little bit at a time. You know that.
A little bit at a time.
For convenience sake, you know. And now you can pay your bills with the app, with your phone. Just scan your phone and pay your bills or get paid. It's so convenient.
Your smartphone would diagnose you. The app would listen to your cough and, I guess, diagnose you just by listening.
As I said, a week or so ago, they come out with toilets now that will take care of you when you go to the bathroom, make sure nothing in your stool was leading to cancer or anything else. This is going to be a very convenient society. Your refrigerator with the smart meters will know when to kick on and off on its own. If you use too much power, your power will cut off. That's planned for the future.
Yep.
Your power will cut off if you use too much. It's so convenient. So sustainable.
Yeah. Anyway, we are just about out of time. Any final thoughts, Butch?
No, except tell people, folks, please don't panic. Prepare. Think. Pray. Don't just blindly go like a herd of cattle. Look what's going on. Look around you. Prepare. See what you're lacking. And try to get ready. I can't promise it's going to be that you're not going to be in a jam anyway, but I can promise at least you'll have something to eat for a while. But if you panic, you'll lose it all. Please. Please think about Jesus Christ, salvation, and trust in Him. That's the key thing for getting through this mess right now. Nothing else going on.
And while we're going through this mess, make sure you convert those paper dollars into real money. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. I'll be back tomorrow. It'll be with my conversation with James Corbett. It's a shortened segment because we had some technical difficulties getting hooked up. He is in Japan, but we did the best we could. So it will be an extended live first segment and a mostly second segment of myself, and maybe if Butch wants to join me tomorrow.
Yeah, just let me know.
Put me on the line.
Right.
But it was a very powerful conversation with James. So please make sure you tune in tomorrow. And until then, be safe and good night and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.